KSL News Time is now 6:09. Let's get our first check of triple team traffic on a Thursday morning. Good morning to you, Heather Kelly.
Good morning, Brian. Things are looking okay in the Salt Lake Valley. Now, early on, we had some pretty dense fog out by the airport on I-80 and around I-215. But that seems to have thinned out a little bit, and also the fog is sort of shifting around. But unfortunately, it did leave behind a thin layer of ice on the roadway. So if you're on I-80, I-215, you may want to slow down your speeds. Expect some black ice. We've also seen some thinner fog on Bangor Highway at 70th South in the West Jordan area. So it is going to be very patchy. Just reduce your speeds. Use caution on the roads. Eric?
Checking out the cameras in Utah County. Looks pretty good on I-15. Pretty dry roads as you move for your way from Springville northbound up to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal KSL travel time of 22 minutes. The city streets still filling in at this point, but your major feeders getting over to the freeway are also looking good. Timpanogos Highway, Pioneer Crossing, and Highway 6 and Spanish Fork. Clint Thomas?
This morning in Davis County, that fog is dropping visibility on Legacy and I-15 from North Salt Lake through Woods Cross and Bountiful, and cropping up again in Farmington and parts of Kaysville. It's going to kind of move around, so keep your eyes open and watch for that crystallized ice on the roadways. Save thousands during the Piano Gallery's year-end closeout. All remaining 2016 pianos are priced to clear. Save on top brands like Yamaha at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.